Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The euro will survive. The United States of Europe will become a non-democratic entity under German leadership. How can I say these things so dogmatically? Because the Bible tells us so. And as we have told you for decades, this is exactly what is going to happen and what we are seeing happening right now. In addition, as I will show you, there are more and more voices which look at these things just from a very economic, human standpoint, and they come to the same conclusions. Now, of course, we have to be careful that we don't look at merely human interpretations, but if they are in line with what the Bible says, then we should be alert. There are some speculations out there, though, saying that the euro is going to fail. The United States of Europe will never occur, will never happen. Germany is not going to be a prosperous country in the future. And people are looking at China saying, oh, China, that's the answer to our problems. Well, let me read to you to begin with from an article which Der Spiegel Online published, reflecting how the Germans think about the euro. Now, some say, oh, well, the Germans don't like the euro anymore, and they want to go back to their old currency, the Deutschmark. Let me just tell you that is not going to happen. Here's an article by Der Spiegel Online dated August 15, and they conducted an interview with the minister, the finance minister of Germany, Wolfgang Schäuble. And let me read to you what Wolfgang Schäuble has to say. We have a stable currency, and no one has to worry about their savings. There were also some skeptics when the euro was introduced, but it is working, it is stable. When we created the euro, it wasn't possible to create a political union along with it. People were not ready for that. But since then, they have grown more willing to go in that direction. It is a process, one that is sometimes laborious and sometimes slow. If we choose not to continue pursuing the European project, our prospects would look much, much worse. Let me say it once again very clearly. The euro is not going to fail. Now, these are the words of the German finance minister, echoing the words of Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, echoing the voices of many other people. Now, of course, there are some who are against the euro, like the British, and of course, they are looking for everything they can possibly find to justify their conclusion that the euro is going to fail. It's not going to happen. The reason being, the Bible tells you it's not going to happen. Why can I say that? Because the Bible tells you that the United States of Europe is going to become the most powerful economic, yes, political, yes, military entity in the world. And what we are seeing is that there's going to be a core Europe consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations coming out of the European Union, not separate and apart from it, coming out of it. And they will be then giving their power and authority to a charismatic, political, military leader called the Beast in the Book of Revelation. He is one of German descent. The Bible has a lot to say about a future king of Assyria. Now, we have just published a new booklet, Europe in Prophecy. I challenge you to ask for this booklet and read it. It's online. You can also get a free copy. In this booklet, we prove to you that the descendants of the Assyrians are the Germans today. And when you understand that, and only when you understand that, can you understand what the Bible has to say about a future modern king of Assyria and what he is going to do. Now, let me just tell you, Angela Merkel is not that person. She is not that person. Another German leader will arise on the world scene, probably in the not-too-distant future. Now, we have also heard, perhaps, about what Angela Merkel, though, and Mr. Sarkozy have planned to do. Here's an article again by Der Spiegel, dated August 16, saying this. Following a summit meeting in Paris, Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy have announced proposals to introduce a, quote, true European economic government. Did you get that? A true European economic government as part of a long-term plan to battle the debt crisis. The two leaders also pledged to integrate financial and economic policies to a greater extent in the face of Europe's debt crisis. Merkel said, the goal is to strengthen the euro, not to do away with it, as our common currency. in order for it to succeed, we need a strong integration of finance and economic policies in the eurozone, she said. She also said, the euro is our future, and it is the foundation for our prosperity. And that is so very true. You see, these ideas, like Germany and other countries will leave the eurozone and they will start their own currency, is also nonsense for that reason, that Germany is so much dependent on contracts which they have made with other countries pursuant to the euro. They would just hurt themselves so tremendously if they would leave it behind. This article goes on to say, there would also be attempts to improve cross-border economic governance in what Sarkozy described as a, quote, true European economic government, to be led at this point by Herman Van Rompuy, the current president of the European Council. But that, my friends, can change in a heartbeat. We want to express our absolute will to defend the euro, Sarkozy said. And he also said that Germany and France will have tremendous responsibilities in that regard. Now, notice what Reuters also pointed out on August 16, and I quote, Jean-Pierre Paulin, a member of France's Circle of Economics think tank, told the daily Le Parisien it was now unavoidable that eurozone states give up some sovereignty. The monetary union inevitably implies a political union, he said, something which Stoibler was talking about, saying that's a goal. You see, and the euro is a glue holding it together. If the euro were to fail, the European project would be gone. The Bible says it's not going to fail because there are prophetic events which have to take place, which the Bible says will have to take place, and otherwise prophecy would fail, and that's not going to happen. See, when the Bible says prophecy may fail, it means it will be fulfilled. Well, then it's done. Not that it's ever not coming to pass. Now, the Daily Mail, in a very controversial article, had this to say on May 17. Of course, it is controversial because the Germans didn't like it a bit. But notice what it says. Although Angela Merkel will not yet admit it, this, and we're talking about this announced plan of a European economic government, this all suggests the first step has been taken towards a fiscal union that will leave Germany dictating the financial terms for the rest of Europe. Now, I dare to say they have no clue as to what the Bible has to say. They are just looking at this from a development standpoint. What is happening? It goes on to say, it is the one country that is able to do so. If such a plan succeeded, it would make Europe effectively a German empire, with non-Eurozone countries such as Britain and Sweden and Denmark and Norway and so on the sidelines. It says, for be in no doubt what fiscal union means. It is one economic policy, one taxation system, one social security system, one debt, one economy, one finance minister, and all of the above would be German. The article goes on to say, if Germany is to continue to prosper, Europe has to prosper. But a ruthless solution may have to be imposed in order for that to happen. If the European project is to continue, Germany will not merely have to underwrite it, it will have to control it. Isn't that amazing? Something which we have told our listeners for decades. During World War II, when Germany was losing, there were already voices saying Germany is going to rise again. When Germany was in ruins, we have been telling you Germany is going to rise again, it's going to become the most powerful nation in Europe. When the Berlin Wall was built, we told you the Berlin Wall is going to fall. Germany is going to reunite. The Iron Curtain is going to fall. We are telling you now that Germany is going to lead the United States of Europe, and especially 10 core nations or groups of nations, and in turn they will be led by a German or Austrian, because Austria kind of belongs to Germany too when it comes to the heritage, leader. Now, you may not believe this now, but you will see that we have been right again. When it happens in the not-too-distant future. Notice what this article in the Daily Mail goes on to say. Every spending department in every government in the Eurozone would have its policy made in the old capital of Prussia. Where Hitler failed by military means to conquer Europe, modern Germans are succeeding through trade and financial discipline. welcome to the Fourth Reich. Now, the Germans didn't like that. They said, oh, this person defamed Mrs. Merkel. And let me just say, I'm not sure that this was the intention. I think what the person who wrote this article was saying, these are the developments, and we can expect that Germany is going to lead. Now, I don't believe, and I don't think this person believed, that Angela Merkel has ulterior motives. Angela Merkel wants to save the euro. Angela Merkel wants to have a political union, knowing that Germany is dependent of it too. But you see, biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. It's all going to lead into a direction where we have the final appearance of a beast power, called the beast in the book of Revelation, a military, political, and economic leader who is going to lead Europe. All of this is prophesied. You can believe it, you can reject it, it makes no difference, because what is prophesied is going to happen. Again, I challenge you and encourage you to read our new booklet, Europe in Prophecy. It will open your eyes if you have never heard this truth explained to you before. So thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.